because it's assessed to be a count, they cannot actually kill you. It has to be indirect. So you're going to start seeing natural disasters. You're going to see biological, chemical weapons.
They're not natural.
Well, it's not natural.
To cut him off.
All natural. Okay? This is what they have to do to get the payout on the insurance policy and to get the SSKV trust account. If they actually murder you, they do not get access to the SSKV account. So the majority of what they're planning to do is by indirect means. And that's going to start...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's going to start soon, and you'll see it ramp up towards the end of the year, the beginning of next year. The best I can tell is it's going to be pretty severe in high population areas worldwide. This is not just us. This is the entire Earth. Now, we have a document that we're working on that can free this country and can place everything in secure hands for a transitional phase. But once again, the soil has to be controlled. And at this point, it starts in West Virginia. West Virginia has been defaulted and dishonored. They were given ample opportunities to cure. They failed to do so. They have unlawfully and illegally dismissed the case from the public record. They're now not accepting filings, and the final filing we did place every corporation purporting to be government in West Virginia as a defendant. And it's through the agent principle doctrine, they've all defaulted. I defaulted them in 2011, 2012, 2013 personally. And they were done again here just recently by the three of us. So they have no legal or lawful right to exist at this point. They will receive a piece of paper telling them, I believe Thursday, that they have been conquered. And that it's over for them. They will receive another document shortly telling them to vacate. They will be given a very short period of time to vacate, and at that point, they need to be removed. So that's what we're looking for in West Virginia. And at that point, if we can show a competent structure in place that the people are not rebelling against, the military will accept the civil authority order and will not aid and abet the killing of Americans later this year, the beginning of next year. Because they're the only ones that can deliver the biological and chemical weapons that they're going to use. And so we need a civil authority in place rapidly to give the stand down order. And at that point, they can also be given the order to assist us in the cleanup of this mess that we found ourselves in. And this is a mess that was started well before any of us were born on this call. Hundreds of years before any of us were born on this call. It's a shame that it's gotten this far. But we have an opportunity now to change it and to set the Earth back on the right course here. Because we are being looked at internationally as the last hope so that they can see that it can be done. Because we are the last nation that has as many guns as we do in private hands. There are other nations out there riding with hundreds of thousands of people with rocks, sticks, and they're taking to the streets en masse. And we have guns here, and we're not doing anything. And so they're looking at us. And they're actually laughing at us right now because we haven't done anything. So we've laid the lawful platform here in West Virginia to do it. The documents that's being drawn up will not be released until they're done and they're signed and that there is enforcement ready to go, because these documents are going to place the three men signing it in grave danger. And so we need to see people in West Virginia before their release.
It's very good. It'll be a select few that can see the documents,
but they will not be posted online anywhere. They will not be spread around until we see people's bodies in West Virginia. not looking for a run-and-gun cowboy affair here. We're simply looking for the removal of specific persons from specific locations and to hold that location long enough for the National Guard and military to start receiving civil orders and to start obeying them. There is a media plan in place that will be implemented, and that is to assure the people of West Virginia that this is not a coup in any way, that this is a return to what they thought they had and never really had and lost at some point. And the structure that's going to contain the nation is about the safest way it could be done at this point. It is invoking parts of the law of necessity, and it is also invoking other parts of actual law. But because of the extreme time constraint we're facing, some rules will have to be bent slightly, but it will not affect due process of anybody removed. We're not actually looking for detainment or arrest per se at this point, unless we can find enough people for a court of record. And we can maintain a facility to place them in. If we have enough people, we would love to start the criminal prosecutions immediately, as our case is still open, and anyone in the state of West Virginia that is now a defendant can be tried for multiple counts of treason, sedition, conspiracy, insurrection, and felony kidnapping. So the more bodies we can get here, the cleaner and quicker this can be done. And this is, it has to be done here first because no one else is in place and have done what's been done already. But the other states, once this national structure is in place, will be able to do things without going to court, without filing. They will be able to have these government officials removed and replaced. And then it is up to the person in that state, the real men with hands and legs, and they will have to file a complaint of actual harm against these public officials to have them detained in a facility and tried. And it's up to those people in that state. We definitely in West Virginia are going to try people as soon as we possibly can, because we're going to make it well known that this will never happen again in our state, and hopefully never again in this nation. The amount of fraud and deceit is sickening, and it goes to the highest levels of this earth, including the Vatican, which is the main controller of everything under the Roman Curia law system. Every corporate charter, every government charter is signed off under the Global Estate Trust that is controlled by the Vatican. The Pope is the trustee. As the trustee, he is liable for all actions of anything he creates. That includes every corporation on earth. That includes every government on earth. Period. He is the man that is responsible on the public side. He is liable for everything. I have that man in personal default dishonor with me since 2013 on this exact trust issue, so that I have a standing capacity higher than the man that runs the show. And so there are many things that I can do very quickly, but I don't know of very many that can in this nation. I can tell you that Sean will see this document as soon as it's done. And so he will be able to attest as to its credibility, validity, and what can be done with it. But once again, it will not be publicly released for our safety, the three men here in West Virginia, until we see bodies on the ground. So I would suggest that everybody start Google Earthing Charleston, because that is where most of these people are. You also have a National Guard armory on Coonskin Drive in Charleston. I would suggest you take a look at that too. Take a look at the Wood County the West Virginia State Police, which is located in Charleston, and you have the Kanawha County Sheriff's in Charleston. Those are going to be the only ones close enough to do anything. And those of you with any military experience, I think you know how to counteract that. You have to remember that we are at war here. We have been declared enemies of our own nation. Here. And if you haven't realized the war, let me tell you once again, we are at war. The overwhelming show of force will dictate that there will probably not be a shot fired. If there's just a moderate amount of people here, there may be shots fired. We're not looking for it, but we're hoping that we can see tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands shut down Charles. Truckers, bikers, militia, we don't care who it is at this point. It needs to be shown that the American people are not going to allow what's going to happen at the UN next week to happen. We have to show them that it's not going to be done. So with that, I'm going to stop for a few. We'll open it up for a few questions, and after that, I think I have a few more statements, and then I'll be done for this evening, unless there's questions.
Can I answer one?
If you speak up and I can hear you, I will try to answer you.
Hi. Can you repeat what you said about who is being insured? The Americans? What did you say?
Every man, woman, and child on earth.
Wow.
That is correct. Yes.
You have an insurance policy on you taken out by the government that is over you, and you also have a vested trust account of the government that is over you, is maintaining and holding illegally and unlawfully from you. You have an insurance policy and a theft to be account. Every man, woman, and child on earth. Absolutely.
Insurance policy, okay. Unbelievable.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Does this fall back onto the same like sovereignty when they were talking to us about all people have been used as collateral and they're wanting to take up the collateral?
They would like to see you die off, not at their hands, so that they can collect the theft to be account in the insurance policy. Anything that you think you may own, they already have legal title to.
Anything you own, they already have title to.
I have two questions, parents. I recognize.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, my first question is, with their collapsing and no country's money has actual value, like back-end gold or diamonds or any real product, who's going to pay out this $50,000 for individual on this insurance policy that you're talking about?
No, the $50,000 is what is put into the theft-to-be account when you're born or transferred to another country. And that is backed by the gold that is contained within the Vatican, the BIS, and the IMF.
So, are you saying that the $50,000 is backed by the gold in the Vatican?
Vatican, IMF, and BIS at this point.
The Vatican took out an insurance policy that was told of $50,000.
No, the insurance policy is much more.
The Vatican gets the money.
Insurance policy is much more than the $50,000.
Oh, it's much more than $50,000.
You're probably looking at $1 million range.
May I make a statement?
Make some sense out of this.
I understand what you're saying, and I've been following this for probably 2 years, and it is 100% true. If you look at your driver's license, your social security number, etc., they are all in cap capital letters. The reason for that is they do own you as cattle.
And the biker group South Texas, the VFW chapter, and I'll move in with the direct thing.
Do you see that gets that? Do you see that gets out there by the soon?
Absolutely, I'll be on it tonight.
All right, and let me ask one other question. This D.C. is not a state. How do we act on them?
They will be placed under a structure, under the doctrine of conquest, and from what I can tell, if the state structure in West Virginia can be maintained, and that requires people to help us maintain it for a short period of time, you will have the military start to clean up their own mess.
I have a question.
That's 30 minutes, Your Honor. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and take a short recess at this point. Mr. Deegan, you indicated, I think when you were wanting to cross-examine the first witness about State's Exhibit Number 2, and you asked the bailiff to get it, you didn't want to stand up and come and get it yourself. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, I'm not wearing socks because the only socks they provided was orange, and the shoes are just ridiculous-looking Crocs.
Okay.
And that would be the reason. And the shirt's kind of short, and so I can't tuck it in. It's missing a button. I mean, you know, I'm trying the best I can with what I have.
I thought that might be the reason, and I wanted to clarify. If it was, then I understand why you don't want to get up. And so of course, you and I talked a couple weeks ago about clothes. And you have no
everything,
clothes at home that anybody could bring to
everything
you?
Everything I had was in a washer when I was kidnapped and molded. The only thing I had was what they took me to jail in, which was a t-shirt and a pair of basketball shorts and a pair of flip-flops.
And you don't have anybody that could go out and buy you something?
Everybody's broke. They've spent all their money in compiling my defense. I mean, this is the best I have.
What size are your shoes? Or what size shoe do you wear?
Depending on who makes them, 13 to 14.
All right, we will be in recess. Thank you.